This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Palestinians are streaming south in Gaza as Israel urges mass evacuations from the region and is conducting brief raids. Meanwhile, on the border with Gaza, Israel Saturday intercepted missiles fired from Gaza. Celia Mendoza was at the scene and has this report for VOA from Esterot, Israel.
Today, I am witnessing the Iron Dome in action after missiles fired from Gaza to Israel were intercepted by the sophisticated system. Hamas has maintained the capability to launch these strikes even after the constant shelling by the Israel Defense Forces. The Israeli government has cut off access to Gaza of electricity, water, food, and gas, leaving the civilians in a dire situation, according to the United Nations. As I left Esderot, the sound of explosions continued and thousands of troops are gathering along the border with Gaza in an area that has been evacuated. I am Celia Mendoza from Esderot, Israel, for Voice of America.
As Palestinians stream out of Gaza in effort to heed Israel's warning to evacuate, the UN is warning Israel against the strategy. Speaking to reporters Friday, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said it has already led to a humanitarian crisis.
The situation in Gaza has reached a dangerous new low. The horrific terror attacks by Hamas on Israel that killed more than 1,200 people and injured thousands more last Saturday were followed by intense bombardment of Gaza that has already killed 1,800 people and injured thousands more.
The UN Secretary General urged Israel to rethink their plan, saying moving more than 1 million people across a densely populated war zone to a place with no food, water, or accommodation is extremely dangerous and in some cases simply not possible. This is VOA News. Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives nominated conservative Representative Jim Jordan by a vote of 124 to 81 Friday in a chaotic third day of attempting to elect a speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives. As VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson reports, Jordan needs substantially more support to win a full floor vote next week to become the person who will be second in the presidential line of succession.
The U.S. House of Representatives at a standstill, unable to pass any legislation sending aid to Israel or Ukraine until lawmakers hold a full floor vote next week to decide if conservative Republican Jim Jordan will become Speaker. Jordan, a nine-term congressman known for his investigations into the Biden administration, won the Republican conference vote 124 to 81 in a secret ballot. He now has several days to build support to get to the 217 votes he needs to be elected. Democratic Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries is expected to win the support of all 212 Democrats when the decision goes to a full House floor vote. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
Conservative former businessman Christopher Luxon will be New Zealand's next prime minister after winning a decisive election victory Saturday after 6 years of a Liberal government led by Jacinda Ardern. And for the last 9 months, Chris Hipkins. The people of New Zealand voted for change, giving Luxon's National Party 40% of the vote. He is expected to form a coalition with the Libertarian Act Party, but the exact makeup of the government is still to be determined. After the results were announced, Luxon addressed supporters in Auckland. He said he was humbled by the victory and couldn't wait to work. He thanked people from across the country.
And in all our conversations with you, we heard a description of New Zealand that can be so, so much better than it is. Yes. And we know it, and you voted for it, and together we will make this an even better country.
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese addressed the nation late Saturday that after a referendum to amend the nation's constitution and to create an Indigenous advocacy committee to Parliament failed. Saturday's referendum would have added to the constitution a mechanism for Indigenous people to advise Parliament on policies that affect their lives. Proponents said the move would recognize the special place that Indigenous people have in Australian history while giving them input in government policies. Opponents argued it would divide Australians along racial lines without reducing Indigenous disadvantages. The proposal for an Indigenous voice to Parliament bitterly divided Australia's Indigenous minority as well as the wider community. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.